I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist. Welcome to Module 9.
Welcome to the module that's going to teach you advanced astral extrasensory perception. Now let's talk for a moment about what that means. Well, first of all, from the program, you know how to astral project. In fact, you know how to practice advanced astral projection. What I really feel that people should have as an ability in astral projection is the power to communicate with each other easily, effortlessly, and effectively. And the way to do that is through ESP, extrasensory perception. So you may have some powers of ESP, some powers of extrasensory perception, in which you can communicate with people, and you do it in a nonverbal way. In fact, you may have the ability to communicate with people from any distance in the world. When we get into astral ESP, however, it's important to realize that those powers still carry over, because the way you're communicating with people with ESP is through your soul, not through the mechanics of your biology and physiology, but rather through the mechanics of your astral body, through your soul. So when you astral project, you take with you the ability to communicate psychically. Many people feel that when they're in their astral bodies, they leave a lot of their capabilities behind. For example, throwing a baseball is not going to happen in your astral body unless it's an astral baseball. And you already know how to assimilate matter in the astral world, so you are actually able to create an astral baseball. But if you want to throw a three-dimensional baseball, a baseball that exists in the physical world while in the astral world, that is not going to happen with your astral body. There actually are ways of doing that, but they're not practical for this course. This course is not about making you into something that has the abilities of a poltergeist, which means the ability to move physical three-dimensional objects from the fourth dimension. Instead, this program is concerned with teaching you practical abilities that you will be able to use consistently that will actually allow you to streamline your life and have more enjoyment in astral projection. Moving three-dimensional objects from the fourth dimension is considered somewhat outside of the bounds of ethics in astral projection. In fact, it's received a lot of negative publicity over the years. When you think about movies, for example, such as Poltergeist, there was a negative reason why objects were moving around in the third dimension. And that reason was, I realize this was just a movie, it's just fictional, but it's based on something factual. The reason was spirits who had not properly crossed over into their next life or into other realms in the astral world. So the word itself, poltergeist, has a negative connotation. By moving three-dimensional objects from the fourth dimension, you would not become a poltergeist, meaning a disembodied spirit who is moving objects. But you would act as if you were a poltergeist if you're doing that. When you think about it, there's really not a practical reason to do that. If you want to move a three-dimensional object, all you have to do is go back to your three-dimensional body, get up, walk over to the object, and move it. So that's not really a skill that's practical for this course. That's not really something that I want to help you develop. In fact, it's considered to be borderline unethical, so we're going to avoid that. Realize that it can be done, but we're not going to address that in this course. Let's get back to ESP, extrasensory perception. Extrasensory perception is something that allows you to communicate with other people. Have you ever been riding down the road for a long road trip? This is when it really kicks in for me. And you're thinking about something fairly unusual, in fact. Not, I need to stop to use the restroom, or I'm hungry, or anything basic like that. Something a bit out of the ordinary. And the next thing you know, the person next to you says it. They say exactly what you were thinking. And you think, was that a coincidence, or were we communicating telepathically? Well, I want to suggest to you that those instances are instances of telepathy. And it's only a matter of practice before we can harness those powers, rein them in, make them ours to use at our disposal whenever we want. In the astral world, it becomes very important to be completely in tune with ESP. The reason is you don't have the ability to talk in the astral world. Although you have something that resembles your mouth and something that resembles your lungs, and it looks as though your astral body should be able to talk, it's not. It does not communicate in the same way that your physical body does. Your physical body sends air from the lungs through your vocal cords out through your mouth, and they're formed in a certain way by the movement of your vocal cords and your mouth and the amount of pressure coming from your lungs to sound like words and phrases and sentences and to communicate entire ideas. Or you can write down your ideas, But in the astral world, we don't have these abilities. So we rely on ESP. What you're going to find is that astral projection is going to increase your ESP tenfold. If you've had instances such as the one I just described, where you're riding with someone and you suddenly have the same thought they have and you find out about that, you're going to find that those become common for you. And I look at it like this. I remember when I started college in 1985, I had a typewriter, and not a very good typewriter. It made a lot of noise. It was a used typewriter that my parents bought me for college. And I took a typing class. My first semester in college, I took a typing class. I didn't have a typing class in high school, but I had one in college. A lot of people had typing classes in high school or even earlier, but I never did. So I took it in college just to make sure I knew how to type all those papers I was going to type. And we practiced I, U, 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 L, L, L. Then we'd start typing words and so forth. We had to learn very slowly. Well, currently, typing is something that's probably going to be phased out, if it hasn't already, from elementary and college education. The reason for that is that computers have become so common. Almost everyone has a computer. And if they don't, they can access one at the public library or at their school or any number of places. So people learn how to type automatically now. And they learn it at a very early age, much earlier than I learned it. So the students who were like me, who didn't get typing classes until college, are a thing of the past. Because typing is something that people learn. They learn how to text on their cell phones. They learn how to type. They learn how to send emails. It's just second nature now. That's similar to ESP in the third dimension versus ESP in the fourth dimension. You have been living a three-dimensional life, a three-dimensional life in which you relate to your body and you go about your life. ESP is not really that important. It's something that isn't necessary because you can talk to people. You can call them on the phone. You can talk to them. But once you make the step into astral projection, then it becomes more like the current day is for the computer. ESP is the way to go. It's the way to communicate. It's just what is done. Just like now, there are children 4 years old and younger learning how to type. Well, once you make the jump into the astral world and start astral projecting regularly, you're going to become like one of those. You're going to either need to catch up, like I did in college when I got to college and realized, wait a minute, I really need to know how to type here. I better take a typing class in my first semester. That's going to be the way it is for you with ESP in the astral world. You're going to have to learn quickly. Or if you're lucky enough to be listening to this program early on in your life, you're going to grow up with it. You're going to grow up with astral projection and ESP, and it's going to become second nature. Why? Because everyone is doing it. Everyone in the astral world is communicating with ESP, and for once in your life, something that everyone is doing is actually a very good idea. A lot of times when we say everyone's doing it, it's something that's probably not so good. But ESP is something that's going to help you. So if you're lucky enough to be one of those people who's listening to this program and you're very young, then realize that you're going to grow up, essentially, with ESP because of astral projection. It's just going to be the way things are. Everyone in the astral world does communicate through ESP. You will naturally pick it up. If you're like I was in college and you've arrived at adulthood, but your computer skills just aren't there, in this case, your ESP skills just aren't there, then you're going to have to pedal a little faster, as they say, and catch up. And you're not going to have the advantage of growing up with it. So whatever case you're in, realize that ESP is the method of communication in the astral world. Just as computers are here to stay in our three-dimensional existence, ESP is here to stay in our four-dimensional existence. So wherever you are on the learning curve of ESP, it's time to accelerate that. Now, one of the ways that I'm going to help you accelerate that is in the next module, you've got a titanium version of my ESP program specifically designed for astral ESP. So everything I'm telling you in this module, I'm going to program you with subconsciously with that ESP program. You just listen to it at night and let it put you to sleep. Now you've got quite a few hypnosis recordings in this program. I want you to realize that, as I've said before, the minimum you want to listen to them would be 1 week. The maximum would be 3 weeks. And if you ever need to go back and listen to them again at your leisure, go ahead and do that. But at least give them 1 week of listening during this program. 1 week, and then switch to the next one.
listen to that one for 1 week, switch to the next one, listen to that one for 1 week. That's the way I would do it. That's the way I recommend doing it. Then you can go through them again and listen to them for 3 full weeks at a time. But at least go ahead and set some groundwork for yourself. At least get 1 full week in there of me programming you subconsciously. And just listen to the hypnosis recordings at night. Let them put you to sleep. Don't worry if you fall asleep. You'll still get the programming. Everything will work out fine. But let's talk about ESP now and developing your ability to communicate psychically. I want you now to get into your astral body. Pause this recording if you want to. And if you're not going to do that, then pay attention to what I'm saying and use it next time in your astral body. And if you're not at the point yet where you're astral projecting easily and regularly, then I want you to imagine the following scenario. So whichever of the 3 situations you're in, you will be able to continue listening now as I tell you about ESP. Remember, the best way to go through this program is in your astral body. Second best way is to do it shortly after you listen to it in your astral body, meaning listen to 1 module, get into your astral body, apply everything you've learned, listen to the next module, get into your astral body, apply everything you've learned, and so forth. Best way to do it is listening while in your astral body. Second best way is to get into your astral body after you've listened. The third best way, and this is for people who have not yet mastered astral projection, is to just imagine the exercises. Because imagination has power. It lets your body and your spirit go through the steps of it actually happening. So when it does happen for you, it's going to happen more easily and you're going to have more power when you do that because you will already have practiced these techniques in a sense. So the idea here is that you're in your astral body and you're interested in communicating with someone. So I want you then to find someone in the astral world with whom you'd like to communicate. And let's say that you are looking at them and you're attempting to communicate by using your mouth, your astral mouth in this case, and nothing's coming out of your mouth. Have you ever had a dream where you try to talk and nothing comes out of your mouth? Perhaps that was astral projection because that's what happens when you attempt to communicate with someone in your astral body using the physical mechanisms which you no longer have access to. And I equate it to this. I have a friend who teaches flying and he says there's a steering wheel and there are pedals. When you fly, and when he teaches students to fly, many times they want to turn with the steering wheel. But the steering wheel is not exactly a steering wheel. Steering wheel is used for other things. The way you turn an airplane is by using the pedals. So many times his beginning students will get into a situation where they need to turn rather quickly, and they will go back to their old way of doing things from their car, which is to turn the steering wheel. And nothing happens. The airplane doesn't turn. Why? Because it reacts to the pedals. That's the way we are in our astral bodies. We're still relating to our physical bodies. Our physical bodies use a mouth and vocal cords and lungs to communicate. Our astral bodies do not. Our astral bodies communicate through thought, thought being carried easily and effortlessly and immediately through the astral world. And really, I want to share with you something that was very enlightening for me when I found out. Really, it all boils down to you just believing that it's going to work. I can give you all the techniques in the world, and you can listen to hypnosis programming all you want, but really when it comes right down to it, it's just a matter of you accepting the fact that it works. That's the entire trick to ESP. That's the big secret. Just believe that it works, and then it does. This is not something that you're trying to develop that you don't already have. This is not an ability that you're trying to force yourself to have. This is something that you already know how to do. And I look at it this way now. What's the secret to walking across a room? How do you do it? How do you get to the other side of the room? You just get up and walk. And it's the same with ESP. You just do it because you're already capable of doing it. Your astral body is already wired, if you want to look at it that way, with the ability to communicate psychically. That's the way it communicates. And you've been doing it all your life. You just haven't been aware of it because you've been doing it at a subconscious level, getting little hits every now and then. I think that this person's going to call me now. And then they do. Or I think this person's thinking about this. And then they are. Or you're looking at someone across a room and staring at them intensely. And they suddenly look directly at you because they felt your stare. Or maybe you've been in that situation where you felt someone staring at you. Well, how is that possible? Eyes don't generate heat across a room. Someone's not going to physically feel your stare. They are tuned into you psychically. Your astral body, your soul, is communicating with their soul in that moment. So, those little things that have been happening to you all along, need to be harnessed now. They need to be reined in. They need to be under your control so you can use them always, easily and effortlessly. So find someone in the astral world you want to communicate with. Realize that your mouth is not going to do it. Your mouth is not going to be the way that you communicate with them. But I want you to look at them now. Look at them, focus on them, focus on their astral body, and just think the communication that you want to send. Just think it. Maybe you want to say hello. Maybe you want to say, what is your name? Maybe you want to tell them your name. Just think it and notice what happens. Ideally, what happens is they acknowledge what you said. Said, of course, in quotation marks because you've just thought it. But that is the way we communicate in the astral world. And then they reply. When they reply, I want you to listen, not with your ears, but with your entire self. Your entire self listens. Sometimes communication comes in the form of impressions rather than words. That's the beauty of psychic communication. It doesn't have to be words. Words are very limited. Poets talk about this all the time, how limited words are. Trying to communicate the concept of love, for example, has been a huge challenge for writers and poets for many, many years. And they even talk about it. That's because these concepts are conveyed from spirit to spirit. Well, now, if you want to say, I love you to someone, rather than thinking the words, just think the feeling. Send the feeling to them. And sometimes people will communicate with you that way as well. So your dependence upon your language is going to become less and less. And your dependence upon a greater language is going to become more and more. And when you think about it, you've been using this greater language all along, this language that's so much more rich than your language of words. Have you ever talked to someone in the physical body and felt that there are two different conversations going on? One was the conversation you're having, and the other one was the real conversation. Maybe you're getting a vibe from them. Good or bad. Maybe you're getting an impression about them, good or bad. But it's an entire conversation that's going on beneath the conversation that you're having. And you walk away thinking something completely different than what was said, with a completely different impression than what was said in the transcript of the actual conversation. That's because your spirits were communicating. We also communicate through body language, but a lot of the extra communication, a lot of the real communication, a lot of the deep, thorough, understanding type communication comes from our spirits, spirit to spirit. Now, what you're doing the entire time that you're communicating is just tuning in to impressions, tuning into feelings, tuning into visions, sounds, anything that comes to you as an impression from that other person. Sometimes people will send messages to you in the form of an image, or in the form of a sound, or just in the form of a feeling. So think of ESP as the internet. You can send audio files, you can send video files, you can send just pictures. There are a lot of different ways to communicate. So people will communicate with you in a variety of ways. Realize that you will not see their mouths moving. So if you're looking at their mouth for the next thing they're going to say, you're not going to see that. You are going to feel what they have to say, or you're going to hear it, or you're going to see it. These are the ways that your spirit communicates with someone else's spirit. So it's important to realize that when you hear things from another person, you're not hearing their voice, or you're not hearing any sound that they're making in a physical way, because their astral body does not have the ability to do that. What you are hearing is the internal, meaning inside your soul, processing of the information they have sent, just like you're a computer, and the computer is opening the file. When someone sends a sound file to you, it's not as if your computer hears it from the other side of the world. Your computer receives it through the internet and opens it and then plays it using the hardware that the computer has, that your computer has. That's the same way ESP works, whether you're in your physical body or your astral body. Because either way, you're receiving information through your astral body. So I want you to start getting tuned into this concept. So as you are still there in your astral body communicating with this person, send them a vision. Give me anything you want, but make it pleasant. Sunset, a walk in the woods. Send them a pleasant vision. And the way you do this is just by thinking of the pleasant vision and thinking of sending it to them. And the transmission is immediate. Now I want you to tune into them and just wait. Wait for impressions to come from them. Some people will not communicate back, just like in everyday life. Some people will not answer emails. Some people will not answer you in your everyday life, even when you talk directly to them. if they are strangers. And in the astral world, we run into a lot of strangers because, unfortunately, not all of our friends are able to astral project to the degree we'd like them to. So we end up making new friends, and they are strangers for a moment, and then they become our friends. But realize that many of these people are just doing what they want to do, and they really don't want to be interrupted, and that's fine. You will find out easily by whether or not they respond. So you're listening now with your soul for a reply. And if you've already received one, wonderful. If you haven't yet, realize that you may not, or it may be coming to you in a way that you didn't expect. Perhaps you sent them a vision and they're sending back to you a sound or a concept or a feeling. And realize that you're experiencing these things internally inside your soul. You're not hearing things, you're not seeing things, you're experiencing them in the internal hardware, if you will, of your actual soul. Okay, so at this point, you've either received a message back or you have not, and we're going to move on to the next exercise. The next exercise is similar to sending out a mass email to everyone on your email list. Have you ever done that? You have something fascinating you want to share, and you just want to send it out to everyone. This is going to be similar to that. I want you to send out a message to everyone you know, everyone you consider to be a friend. So not just every single person you know, but everyone you know as a friend, meaning you would like to have a conversation with them. They're that kind of friend. You can talk to them and everything's fine between the two of you. The way you do this is by just thinking that thought. It's not important or necessary to think of every single friend individually. In a computer, this would be similar to clicking on a box that said all friends, and your message would be immediately sent to all friends. In fact, if it's easier for you to think of this in computer terms, then just visualize yourself clicking on a box that says all friends and typing your message. Now realize that's not exactly the way astral ESP works. That's just a way for you to have an easy method of communicating with your friends, to imagine typing it into a message and sending it out to everyone on a computer. Your astral body will realize what you are doing and will process it in the correct way, which will be to instantly transfer this message from your soul to the souls of the people you are communicating with. Okay, so you're sending out a message to everyone you consider a friend in the world, asking if anyone is available right now in their astral body. Okay, sending out the message, waiting for the replies. And the replies are going to come in the form of a visual impression, an audio impression, a feeling, or perhaps they will show up, all of which are fine. Notice what's happening. Are people showing up astrally? Are you getting impressions? Tune in now. And you tune in by just letting go, clearing your mind and just letting go and waiting for impressions to come in. Clearing your mind, seeing a blankness, nothingness, and waiting for something to fill that void, some information. As I am doing this right now, I'm receiving a few messages, mostly impressions, of people advising me that they are not available, and I have one friend who has notified me that he is here. Realize that I am in my physical body now doing this because I am operating my mouth, communicate to you through my recording studio, through a microphone inside a studio, so I need to remain inside my body right now. But I can still communicate astrally because my soul, my astral body, is what communicates. So while I have my eyes closed right now, I can use my astral vision, which I'm using right now. I'm seeing all around myself, 360 degrees, also above and below. And I'm aware of one friend right next to me right now in his astral body. Everyone else is otherwise occupied or not interested in astral projecting at the moment. Many of my friends are awake and alert in their three-dimensional bodies. East Coast time right now is 6 p.m. approximately, so my friends in the eastern United States are still going about their lives, their daily lives, and my friends on the West Coast are also doing that because it's 3 p.m. there. My friend next to me is from a different part of the world in which it is nighttime, and he is now leaving. He came over just to say hello. Now he is leaving, going on with other astral journeys. And I want to have you now tune into the impressions that you are getting. What impressions are you getting? are friends communicating with you, telling you that they are near. I have 5 more friends now actually in their astral bodies, stopping by to say a quick hello and going on with their astral adventures. So sometimes the responses will be delayed if people are involved in other things. I've made it clear through the impressions that I'm sending out that I do not need assistance of any kind. And when people are arriving at my astral body, because even though I am in my physical body, my astral body still exists in the astral world. So as they arrive at my astral body, they can see that it is in my physical body and that I am actually busy and I'm making a recording. So they realize that it's not time for me to fully interact with them. You may notice that my voice is changing a little bit as it's slowing down and as I'm actually almost struggling a little bit to stay in my physical body as I communicate more and more astrally. There is the desire of my astral body to leave my physical body. So it creates essentially what amounts to a sort of grogginess of my physical body as my physical body tends toward a sleep state as my astral body leaves a little bit and comes back, but I'm causing my astral body to stay within my physical body. So what I'm doing right now can be a little challenging because I'm communicating astrally for your benefit so that I can do this exercise with you, yet I need to remain inside my physical body so that I can continue conveying the impressions that I'm getting to the microphone in the third dimension. And I'm getting more impressions now, but I want you to tune into what you are receiving. Tune into the impressions you are receiving. One of my friends is surrounding me with white light to increase my protection. And this will happen very regularly. Just people sending their love, people sending white light toward you, people surrounding you with white light. It's just a way of giving a hug, really, in the astral world, just surrounding other people with the white protective light. And I'm receiving messages now psychically from other friends saying that they will be in the astral world later and will be available, asking me what I have in mind. I'm sending back the video, essentially, of what I'm doing. I'm sending the video impression of myself talking and sharing astral information so that they know that I'm teaching a class in astral projection by recording it. And I'm getting back impressions now. They're saying hello. They're saying hello to you, the listener. They're sending their warm regards. They're welcoming you to the astral world. And they are encouraging you to continue on and encouraging me to continue teaching. One thing you're going to notice in the astral world is that things are very positive for the most part. It's very rare that you will have a negative astral encounter. It's sort of like being on vacation and everyone just lets go of their job and lets go of what they were doing and just embraces this wonderful vacation attitude. And that's the way people are in the astral world. Occasionally, people will send you psychic impressions of something that's going wrong in their lives that they need help with. And I'm getting one of those impressions right now, psychically. One of my friends has a cold, and it's a minor cold. That's not so bad. It's something that he is taking cough medicine for, actually, and that's what he's dealing with right now. He's an astral projector, and he is, similar to myself, experiencing the going in and out of his physical body because he's using cough medicine. And that's something that I advise against astral projecting while you're on any sort of medication. Even though your astral body is going to want to travel, you can let it travel, but I advise against planning it that way, planning on using any medication to help you travel. But occasionally you will get so groggy if you take medication that your astral body will wander anyway, and that happens, and that's okay. That's what's happening to him right now, so it's actually sort of laughing about it. I'm getting the impression of him laughing in terms of his body moving, in terms of his three-dimensional body moving in a laughing manner, as if someone moves when they laugh. So that's the way in which he's conveying to me that he's laughing. That would be similar to LOL on the internet or through texting, laughing out loud. If someone wants to convey to you on the internet, through email or through a text on a phone, that they're laughing out loud, they would type in LOL.
So he's sending psychically something very similar to that, which is just the impression of his physical body moving from the laughter as his astral body travels in and out of his physical body, which is what I am experiencing right now as well. And I'm getting pictures of sunsets and sunrises. Realize that in any given moment, the sun is rising and the sun is setting somewhere in the world at any given moment. So as you expand your list, if you will, of astral travelers by meeting more and more people in the astral world, you're going to get all sorts of impressions from people experiencing different parts of the world at different times. And as you tune in psychically, you're going to get these impressions throughout your day, even in your three-dimensional body. It's sort of like receiving emails or texts of sunrises and sunsets. That's what I'm receiving right now. Okay, so hopefully during this sharing experience where I'm sharing my impressions with you, you are also getting some impressions and you're going with them and you're communicating back and you're trusting your impressions. But now what I want to do is share a technique with you that's going to be very important as you continue learning about ESP, extrasensory perception, and that is the ability to shut off communication. Sometimes when you astral project, you want to just be alone and quiet, at least in terms of the sounds that you're receiving and the visions that you're receiving. You just want to block them out and just have your own experience. Even if you're traveling among people, sometimes it's nice to just have your own experience. In the three-dimensional world, the way we do that is by putting in earplugs. We can do that, or earphones or earbuds. Something that makes our experience more private and also indicates to the world that we really don't want any communication at this moment. We want to just sort of be inside our heads as we travel around. Well, we can do something very similar to that psychically by blocking out impressions. Sometimes what happens is we open ourselves up psychically and we get too many impressions. We become overwhelmed and it sounds like we're hearing the entire world talking all at once. That can be very frustrating. And so there are two techniques I want to teach you now. One is how to block them out completely. One is how to filter them so you're just hearing what you want to hear. You're just hearing the voices and the impressions and so forth from those people that you let through. So let's talk about these techniques. In order to block out everyone, what I do, what I'd like you to do, is I imagine surrounding myself with a steel ball. Rather than surrounding myself with a white light in the form of a ball, I surround myself with something that's very similar to a steel ball. Now realize a steel ball will not be around you. But what you're doing is you're using the particles in the astral world to surround you to such a degree that you are blocking out any transmissions. You will still be able to see astrally, but you're using the particles of the astral world to surround your astral body so that they block out transmissions. Now realize your silver cord will still communicate with your body, and you can do this whether in your astral body or your physical body, because you can receive psychic images and impressions of all sorts in either case, whether you're in the astral world or receiving them through your astral body while you're in your three-dimensional body. So just imagine, and remember, your thoughts are actually doing things. Your thoughts are creating things. You realize that now. You've always been doing this. Now you're taking responsibility for it. Now you are controlling it. So remember, your thoughts actually do have an effect on your surroundings in the astral world. So I want you to imagine that steel ball around you that you can still see through. And as you do this, the particles in the astral world assimilate in such a way as to create this protective yet temporary barrier. It's temporary because as soon as you want it to open up, it does. Okay, so doing this, and you can practice these in more detail later, but I want to introduce you to the other technique now, which is only letting through the transmissions you want. And you do this by imagining small holes in this sphere. And these small holes let in only the friends that you want to let in. One small hole for each friend. So if you realize you want to talk to David, you create a small hole for David. You want to talk to Gina, you create a small hole for Gina. These holes are only going to let in those people. They have direct access to you psychically through that hole. This hole creates the ability for you to communicate both ways, so you can send and receive information to that one person through that one hole.
And realize you can do this for entities also. Your psychic communication is never limited to just entities which have physical bodies. It can be expanded, of course, to entities which do not have physical bodies, those who inhabit the astral world, who have not taken on a physical form, or have left a physical form and have not yet taken on another physical form. So each hole corresponds to one person or entity you want to communicate with. And by using these techniques combined, you can create the sphere which blocks out everything and create the holes which let in what you want to let in. So you're only letting in what you want to let in. And you can do this in your three-dimensional body or in your astral body, because either way, it surrounds your astral body. Whether your astral body is separated from your physical body or in your physical body, the sphere surrounds your astral body and protects you psychically. And it will remain for as long as you want it to remain until you either remove it or modify it by increasing the number of holes or decreasing the number of holes. If you decide you want to block someone, you can block someone. If you decide you want to let someone else in, you can let them in. You have control over yourself psychically. Now I want to talk about some other advanced ESP techniques that are going to help you in astral projection. Realize that when you astral project, you're usually communicating on the go. And that's similar to traveling around the world and continuing to communicate people through a variety of means, through your cell phone, through email, etc. Those are the ways we would accomplish mobile communication, meaning we are mobile, we are traveling around. That's the way we would accomplish mobile communication in the three-dimensional world. We're traveling around and we're using our mobile devices to communicate with the world. And we're using our mobile devices to communicate with the world, cell phone, email, etc. And we also have the ability to use our voices and to write notes to people in the three-dimensional world. We have all kinds of ways to communicate with people in the three-dimensional world. Yet our three-dimensional communication is very limited when you think about it. It is limited in the sense that we are generally, unless we have some sort of advanced equipment, we are generally limited to communicating with entities on our planet. And we are generally limited to communicating only certain amounts of information because file transfers take time. But in the astral world, these limitations don't exist. We can communicate with any entity anywhere in the universe, and we can send any amount of information instantly. So I want you to get used to this concept. I also want you to get used to the concept of not having to read everything and not having to listen in real time to everything or view everything in real time. And here's what I mean by that. If someone were to send you a video over the internet and you were to download it, it would take time to download and it would take time to watch. In the astral world, these two limitations can exist if you bring them with you, but they don't have to exist. In other words, if someone sends you a video impression in the astral world, you can take time to watch it in real time. Meaning if it's a 60-second video that's being sent to you psychically and astrally, you can take 60 seconds of actual time to watch the video in your soul, or you can do it instantly. And the way you do it instantly is by just letting go of the limitation. Realize that you can receive or send any amount of information, any distance, in an instant, and you can also acknowledge it, meaning watch it or listen to it, in an instant. A 60-second video can be viewed in an instant. This is a concept which many astral travelers have a little bit of a challenge with because we are so programmed, just like the person in the airplane, so programmed to want to use that steering wheel rather than the pedals. We are so programmed to our old ways of doing things and the old limitations that we have faced in the three-dimensional world. So in order to get you over this, I want you to practice receiving large amounts of information from people and instantly accessing it, instantly understanding it, instantly viewing it, instantly hearing it in its entirety, even if it's an hour worth of information. Because realize that time does not exist in the astral world. That means that time does not exist in your psychic communication, since your psychic communication is based on your astral body. So when you get an impression from someone in the form of a video, you can watch it instantly and you can understand it instantly. The way to practice this is by sending and receiving video information from far away. So if you are fortunate enough to have developed friendships in other galaxies, other solar systems, etc., then I want you to practice this with them. If you have not, then I want you to practice this with someone on the planet Earth. So you are at a certain location, on Earth. If you're listening to this in the future, then your physical body may be at a location other than the planet Earth, and that's fine. But I want you right now to think about a person who is far from you in physical terms. In astral terms, there is no near or far. But for example, if you were in the United States, then someone in Australia would be far away, physically speaking. I want you to begin a dialogue with them. And the way to do that is just by sending and receiving impressions. If you need to schedule someone to communicate with and do this exercise later, that's fine. Or you can send out an impression to someone right now, and hopefully they'll be available. And if they are available, either now or in the future, I want you to send to them the idea that you would like them to send to you a video impression that is lengthy. In other words, something that if you were watching it on a television or a computer monitor would take quite some time to watch, a half hour or more. Perhaps they can send to you an episode of something that happened yesterday. Realize that you can send files from your life just like you can send video files, except that you don't have to have them recorded on anything. They are recorded on your soul. So ask them to send you a half hour or longer clip from their lives. I'm asking a friend of mine to do this now, a friend of mine in London. And I'm receiving file now. And if you are receiving yours now, fine. If not, then you can do this in the near future. And I'm watching the file, and I'm done watching it. That was a half hour, and I watched it that quickly. The file that I watched was just a day of him walking on the street, a half hour clip from that. So what did you receive? What did you watch? How long did it take you? Are you still watching it? If you are, then you are bringing with you the concepts from the three-dimensional world, that watching video that's a half hour long takes a half hour. But it doesn't, not in the astral world. So I want you now, or in the near future, with that video, if you are having this challenge of it moving in real time, I want you to imagine it moving very quickly. Realize eventually you'll be able to watch it in an instant. It will arrive and you will have already watched it. Sometimes it's going to seem as if you watched it even before it fully arrives. It's just that quick. It's so quick that it's not even measurable in terms of time. It's instant. But imagine the video that you've been sent being watched by you at an accelerated pace, twice the normal speed, and now three times the normal speed, and now four times the normal speed, and now five times the normal speed, and now it's moving so quickly that it quickly moves to the end. What you're going to find when you initially use this technique is that you may not get much from the video. It may be like watching something in fast motion. If you fast forward through a movie that's supposed to be an hour and a half, and you watch it in 2 minutes, you're really not going to get much from it. All the dialogue is going to be too fast to process. All the images are going to go too quickly. You're not going to see every screen due to general limitations in video viewing equipment. It's going to show you maybe every other scene or every third scene, but usually with video equipment, you'd not see every scene when you fast forward through something. So we have limitations in the physical world. We can bring those into the astral world if we're not careful. We can think that if we're watching something quickly, we won't process anything because it will seem like the video all runs together and the sound is just one continuous hum. The secret to this technique is to let go of that, to let go of that. You have got to let go of how you have been trained in the three-dimensional world. Realize that the rules you learned do not apply in the astral world. So let's go through that again. With the video that you have received in your soul from your friend, I want you to go through it in the next 10 seconds. As I am talking, I want you to go through it. That's right, go through it, and you're getting the impression, feeling, and the vision and the sound of what actually happened. Good. Go through it again, even more quickly. Go through it in 5 seconds. Realize that all of the impressions are coming to you easily. You're understanding what happened. You're understanding how your friend felt. You're hearing the dialogue. Good. I want you to do it in an instant. Good. Now, one of two things happened during the exercise we just went through. Either it didn't work for you because it was too quick for you to jump to that level of ESP. In other words, you need more time. You need to work on this technique more. Or you're able to master it. Now, if you were able to master it, that's wonderful, because only about 25% of my astral students are able to master it that quickly. The reason I'm presenting it to you in this way is so that you can see where you need to be. I don't necessarily expect you to be able to instantly process the video. a small percentage of my students are able to, and if you are in that lucky few, then congratulations. But what you do have is a standard that you can move toward. You realize now that you can increase the video viewing time. You can cut it in half again, speed it up again and again and again until you're able to view it in an instant. And that's what I want you to work on. That's your homework. I want you to work on that. And the titanium hypnosis recording in the next module is going to help you do that. So now you understand the concept of rapid video viewing. You also should understand the concept of rapid audio listening, which goes with the video, and rapid impression gathering. If someone just wants to send you the impressions that they had for a half hour period in their lives, you should be able to process those impressions instantly. This obviously streamlines your communication, and it's going to streamline your communication in your three-dimensional world also. Imagine being able to receive impressions from people instantly. Now all those conversations that you've had in the past really seem meaningless. The conversations in which they were saying one thing and so were you, but the meaning was completely different. Because you realize now that you could have downloaded all of that information instantly and avoided the words which weren't talking about your real impressions anyway. So you're going to be able to streamline your life using this technology, using advanced astral ESP. You're going to be able to communicate quickly and easily with anyone because people are sending psychic impressions all the time. It's just that you are not always aware of that. And you are sending psychic impressions all the time. And they are not always aware of that. In fact, you are not always aware that you are sending psychic impressions. Now, this gets us into the realm of security. Let's say, for example, you've surrounded yourself with your astral sphere and you've let a few people in and they have open access. Well, the concept here is that you don't want them to have open access to everything. Even people you communicate with them, there are certain parts of your life that you don't want to share with them. Perhaps you went to a party last weekend and you're sending your mother certain pictures of the party, but the party got a little carried away at certain times, and there are some pictures that you just don't feel are appropriate to send to your mother. Well, think about psychic communication in that same way. There are things that happen in your world that you'd rather not have everyone know about. It's not that they're bad things. It's just that you have your life compartmentalized in many cases. There are things you share with your boss. There are things you share with your mom. There are things you share with your best friend. And they're usually not all the same things. Now, if you're one of those people who's open about everything and it doesn't matter to you, that's fine. But if you'd rather share certain things with certain people, then I encourage you to install a psychic security system. Now, this is not something you have to go out and buy. This is not something that a person has to come in and install in your astral body. This is something that you already have. You just need to activate it. So when I say install, it's installing in the sense of opening the software, if you will, that's already there. So let's go through the procedures of installing this. You can use it if you want. If you don't want to, that's fine also, but at least you will know how to do it. So if at any time in the future you want to be selective in who receives what information, you can. Because realize that if you have these open channels of communication, they remain open even when you sleep. And when you sleep, you may be more vulnerable than when you're awake and aware, and information may get out and information may get in. Did you ever wake up in the morning and just have some thoughts and you don't know how they got there? In fact, you feel like a different person. You feel like some ideas got in your head when you slept and you're just wondering, how did that strange idea get in my mind? Where did that come from? Well, many times it's because of our psychic vulnerability. We are vulnerable. Now, sometimes this works out really well. Einstein, for example, was able to receive information that he was able to share with the world. Many of the great people of our world have received their information psychically as they slept. And many of them have received information psychically as they were fully awake. When you're fully awake, you're more able to filter things because you're more aware when you develop your psychic powers, you're more aware of what's going in and what's going out. But when you sleep, those defenses go away. So you need to have a psychic security system activated. And here's how you do it. You have, just like everyone else, an overself. Your overself is in charge of seeing you safely through this lifetime. That doesn't mean you're going to be protected from every little speed bump. In fact, sometimes it means the opposite. Sometimes it means you're going to have some lessons that are a little bit of a challenge. Sometimes they're a huge challenge. But your overself's job is to see you through all of this, to give you ideas, to give you guidance.
telling you maybe you should move here, telling you maybe you should be with that person, telling you maybe you shouldn't be with that person. Your overself is always giving you information designed to guide you along your path in this lifetime to learn what you came here to learn. Your overself is also fully capable of running your psychic security system. So what I want you to do right now, either in your astral body, or I want you to do this in the near future, or I want you to imagine going through this process, I want you to communicate with your overself. And the way you do this is easy. I just want you to imagine communicating with your higher power. Now, I'm not talking about God. God exists. I believe in God. But what we're talking about is an intermediate power between you and God. This is still part of you. Think of it like your conscience. Your conscience is always telling you right and wrong, good and bad, do this, don't do that. So your overself is not exactly your conscience, but it is similar to it. It's part of you. It's not part of God, part of you. Created by God, of course, but it's part of you. It's that higher part of you. It's the part of you that knows better. It's the part of you that really does have a master plan for educating you in all of the beautiful things that you can learn in this lifetime. Some of them are a little painful. Some of them are wonderful and fascinating. But think of your overself as the part of you that knows a little bit more about what's going on. I want you to communicate with that part of yourself right now. It's just a matter of opening yourself up to your overself. Your overself is always listening. Just like God, your overself is always listening. So it's not as if you have to wake it up. It's not as if you have to wait. Just communicate with your overself right now, just by thinking about communicating with your overself. And I want you to ask your overself to install your psychic security system and have your overself constantly monitor it. Go ahead and do that now as I'm talking. Ask your overself to install your psychic security system and to constantly monitor it. Okay, good. You now have your psychic security system in place and your overself is watching over it. This is sort of like having a security company monitoring your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, year round. You don't have to worry about it. If something strange happens, they're going to notify the police. The police are going to show up. In this case, if a communication comes in or if someone tries to extract something from your astral body, from your soul, some information, video, audio, anything. If anything goes in or out that shouldn't happen, and your overself, also known as your higher self, knows what this means, knows what this consists of, then immediately they will be shut down. So the police won't show up, an alarm won't go off. It will just immediately be shut down and will not be allowed. So now you no longer have to worry about psychic invasion or information being pulled out. So even if one of your trusted friends decides to put some information inside of your soul that shouldn't be there, it's going to be blocked. And if they try to pull out information that they're not supposed to have access to, it's going to be blocked. And your oversoul, your overself, your higher self, goes by all of these names, is aware of what is supposed to go out and what is supposed to come in. So you don't have to worry about programming it. Okay. So you've got a lot of techniques here. You've got a lot of power, a lot of information. The next module, the Titanium Astral ESP Hypnosis Recording, is going to program you to have all of these skills. And it's also going to program you to be encouraged to work on them, to do your homework, your exercises, to actually spend time working on these skills and to have them come to you very quickly. So that's going to save you time. So listen to it for at least a week before listening to the next hypnosis recording. And if you finish the entire program, all the audio recordings, before finishing all the hypnosis recordings, realize that's normal. That's the way it's supposed to work. Because the audio recordings can be listened to in an hour, but the hypnosis recordings are supposed to be listened to for at least 1 week. And you've got a lot of hypnosis recordings. So it's okay if you finish the entire program, all the modules, but you've still got some listening to do in terms of week after week of hypnosis recordings. Take your time, listen to them for at least a week, really let them get into your subconscious mind, and what you're going to find when you're done is that you're in a much better place, a much more powerful place, much better position, because you've taken the time to let them really get into your subconscious mind. You've taken at least that week, and you can always go back later and listen to them for 3 weeks. So the next module is the Titanium Astral Extrasensory Perception Hypnosis Recording. Listen to it at night for at least a week when you get to it. You may still be listening to another hypnosis recording. That's okay. When you get to it, let it program you. In the meantime, feel free to move on to the next module, the next audio module after that, so you can start learning more. Keep learning. Keep moving forward and listen to these modules over and over if you want to. Make sure you understand the techniques. And then my job is to program you subconsciously with the titanium hypnosis recordings to make sure it's in your subconscious mind. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, hoping you have outstanding astral journeys.